Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman delivered her State of Education address to lawmakers on Monday. She used the time to call attention to the state's ongoing teacher shortage, encouraged support for the repeal of the state's English-only law, and called for money for K-12 education. Hoffman also took questions from members of the House Education Committee. She joins us now to talk to us about that. Superintendent, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with some of the questions lawmakers had for you. Not surprisingly, you were asked about the recent ESA parent data breach. What is your department doing to try to fix that?
Well, we take this issue very seriously, and this ultimately was a data governance issue that we realized that we needed an agency-wide policy when it comes to how we manage and fulfill our requests for data. So we have already been taking a look at our policies, and we are working on new agency-wide policies to make sure that this never happens again.
Do you think that is the only course of action that's needed here? I mean, we've heard for investigations from the federal government, from the Attorney General. Do you think those are warranted?
Well, we reached out immediately to the U.S. Department of Education and notified them so that they were aware of what had happened. And we are working collaboratively with them to improve our processes. So, yes, I do think it was necessary because it is a matter of protecting the data, the family's private information.
One of the issues that you brought up during your remarks yesterday was encouraging lawmakers to continue to support a resolution that would ask voters to repeal the state's English-only law. Do you have a sense of what support level is like for that in the legislature? Does that seem like something that might happen?
I'm optimistic that 2020 is the year that we will get this done. We have been monitoring that closely. Last year, it almost passed. It passed unanimously through the House and then was held up in the Senate. So every single legislator I talk to, I say we need to make sure it gets to a vote in the Senate. And I feel confident that if it gets a fair vote, then we can send it back to the voters to fully repeal it.
Superintendent, based on some of the goals that you have, and some of them are shared with the governor, some with the legislature, but a lot of these issues have become partisan. We just have to admit that. And going back briefly to the ESA issue, does something like that, does the conflict that some Republicans in the legislature are bringing about with that, does that make it harder to reach goals in other areas, or can that just sort of be put aside and then you can focus on one thing at a time?
A little of both. So sometimes we can put it aside, but one of my takeaways from yesterday's meeting and hearing the questions that I heard from our House representatives was I think you could hear there was a sense of bipartisan collaboration, because when they were asking me the questions about the ESA issues, they were asking in a way that was solution focused. They were asking for my input. They were listening attentively to our ideas. And I think that was clear that, you know, we heard Representative Biasucci mention that this should not be a political issue. This should be about making sure that every child in Arizona is served. And I could not agree more. So I actually did hear a collaborative tone, even though they were asking hard questions, of course. But at the same time, I think the intent is to work together to solve these issues.
You pointed out in your speech a number of challenges public schools face, including teacher shortages, low average teacher pay, inequitable funding. In your mind, what is the biggest obstacle, or maybe the couple biggest obstacles schools are facing right now? And what do you have confidence the legislature can make meaningful change in those areas?
I think the biggest issue we're facing is that we do not have the workforce that is needed for all of our students to be successful. And that's what I tried to make a point of, is with still 1 out of 4 positions for teaching positions in our state unfilled or filled by someone who does not have proper training, that we are setting ourselves up for failure. And we need to be regionally competitive with other neighboring states, and we need to have a long-term plan. So, right, we know that this is the final year of the 20 by 2020 plan where teachers have seen incremental wage increases. But what's it going to look like in 5 years or in 10 years? And what are we doing to make sure that this issue is addressed? Because when I visit schools, whether it's in urban areas or in rural areas, I hear time and time again, we are struggling to hire special education teachers or math teachers or science teachers. And we cannot, with this revolving door of teachers going in and out and not having that consistency within the classrooms, I think we need to take this very seriously and have a long-term plan.
And Superintendent, finally, are you going to support Senator Allen's education tax plan plus the Invest in Ed measure if that gets on the ballot?
I say all options are on the table. We absolutely need comprehensive funding across the state. And so I'm going to remain neutral on both of those and see where the debate takes us. But I am optimistic that we can work on something together to have more comprehensive spending. As I mentioned in my speech yesterday, there's still a high need for preschool and full day kindergarten funding in our state. And so we need to definitely continue working on how can we increase public school funding across the state.
All right. That is Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kathy Hoffman. Superintendent Hoffman, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.